wasn't pretty starting off the night overall. It was kind of ugly at times for both sides. But you guys, after giving up 16 first-quarter points, give up 24 the rest of the way. After that first quarter, you had to be pretty happy about how your defense responded.
You had a pretty good idea. Lakin wasn't going to shoot like that the whole game. I mean, you know, people have done that early, have come out and knocked down shots. And, you know, you just got to kind of survive and kind of get ready to go from there. And, you know, that's kind of what the kids did. And we told them they're not – I mean, shoot, they're up 16 to 14, and they're about perfect in the first quarter. So, you know, you just got to kind of, you know, maintain your composure through the storm.
And you guys did hold Lakin to their season low of 40 points, and you had some great performances along the way tonight as well. Brett Meyer ended up leading you guys with 16. Sloan Baker had a nice 15 points, and he's starting to do a lot of different things with other than scoring points and pretty good defense, and also nice job of distributing the ball.
Sloan was big on the boards along with, you know, his 15 points right there. You know, he's playing better, getting a little bit more confidence, and you know, our guys, you know, said that the warm-up balls, you know, were the old ones and were light, and we would come out, and I think all our threes early were about 3 foot long. And, you know, so I guess we'll take, you know, our own warm-up balls, you know, everywhere we go from now on. But, you know, that I put a little bit of blame there, or, you know, maybe that just kind of got into their head a little bit as far as, you know, that the balls are different. But, you know, we didn't shoot very well. And, I mean, you've seen our guys shoot, and, you know how they can shoot, you know, normally. So, you know, maybe something a little bit to it, but at the same time, you know, just didn't shoot very well, and I don't know if they were really mentally prepared to, you know, play early.
Once again, Scott City Beaver coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. Beavers winning here on the road tonight, 62-40, and a tough night shooting for Trey O'Neill, finished with 9 points. Trey, though, you know, through his frustration shooting-wise, he'd made up for it with some good ball passing.
He did fine with the passing. I mean, he didn't hold his composure very well. Part of it is their coach on the floor, you know, yelling the whole time, begging for calls, and you know, he didn't do a very good job with that, and, you know, I don't know if, you know, either bench did a very good job with the inconsistency. So, you know, it kind of is what it is. I mean, he'd make up some extra running tomorrow for his team.
Well, Bo Hess had a nice night as well, 6 points, and he's continuing to improve on the defensive end as well.
Bo just needs to play with confidence. I mean, you know, Bo has ability. He just needs to attack, and, you know, you saw what happened when he attacked, you know, one of their post guys right there, you know, got all the way to the basket, scored it, and, you know, he just needs, you know, we're past the nervous stage for him. He needs to play hard and needs to play tough right there and go with it.
Well, you guys get the win to survive here tonight and move on here on Friday night. You hit the road. You're second to three in a row on the road. Goodland, you guys are going to play on Friday night, the team that lost a lot from last year, and another league game for you guys.
It's important to go out there and kind of, you know, play better than what we did tonight. And at the same time, you know, make sure we don't overlook Goodland. I mean, it's a crazy weekend. I mean, I think we're out of school on Monday. We got a JV tournament where we're going to lose some players and not get a full practice time. So, you know, we just got to make sure that when we step up there that, you know, we're ready to play and not take things for granted, because that's when bad things happen. Injuries happen that way because you're not ready to go full speed, and then your performance isn't very good sometimes.
Once again, Scott City winning here on the road tonight, 62-40 over Lake and Bronx. As always, Coach, we do appreciate your time post-game, and we'll talk to you later on the week.
All right, thanks, Adam.